Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. This is your host, Allison, and I'm happy you decided to join me this evening. And how's everybody doing? Did you have a good holiday? I know I got plenty of jelly beans, so I'm a happy camper. And those of you that are regular listeners probably know that I've been paying special attention to children lately with various shows about gifted children. But the truth is, all children are gifted. We all are. The more misunderstood children are labeled with terms like indigos and crystal children. Some are labeled with terms like ADD or ADHD or autism. Most of the time, parents and teachers find it difficult to handle such children. And I think the saddest thing about our society is that we do not encourage the spirit of our children, that we don't even recognize the beauty of their souls, and we often fail to nurture the soul within them. So how do we nurture the soul of our children? How do we teach our children to incorporate their intuition, psychic awareness, or whatever you want to call it, into their everyday lives? How do we teach them to tune into their souls, rely upon the insight within? How do we, a society with the majority of us, reject the notion that such things are possible, welcome and embrace a new soul into our world without suppression and rejection? My guests this evening are here to tell us how to nurture the soul of your child, whether you are a mother, a father, a grandmother, or maybe even a favorite auntie. This show should help you be an even better guardian for your child. So let me tell you a little bit about my guests, Susan Gale and Wildcat. They are founders of A Place of Light in Cherry Valley, Massachusetts. Now, this is a center dedicated to the support of intuitive people, indigo, crystals, etc., and their families and friends. They offer a place where you can speak freely to a listening ear about you or your child's experiences, your frustrations with labels such as ADHD, ADD, autistic, and other DSM labels, as well as your joys and concerns. Their website is www.placeoflight.net. And from their website, I'm going to quote, "Psychic means of the soul. Our souls are our connection to God. If we are directly linked to God, then of course we have access to information beyond our five senses. This is a wonderful gift that needs to be nurtured. These gifts can bring a wealth of information to your child, making the world a less confusing place." Susan is the author of two books, Soulful Parenting and Psychic Children, and we're delighted to have both Susan Gale and Wildcat as our guests tonight, and it's time for me to welcome them to the show. Hi, Susan and Wildcat. How are you tonight?
Hello. Hi. I'm pretty good.
Yeah, well, wonderful.
We're very honored to be here tonight.
Well, I'm happy to have you. One of the first questions, I guess, that I would like to ask you is, how did you come to develop or to create or to found A Place of Light? What was your motivation?
Because I was noticing that there were children being lost. They were being labeled with DSM labels, with mental health issue labels, when all it was that they were highly intuitive and did not understand their gifts or how to control them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always taught, I've always run programs for children, and so I felt like this was a natural evolvement in what I've always done with my life, and just to expand it to work with people of all ages who were confused by their gifts.
Right. And, you know, I was going over and reading, there's many, many things that you offer in this place, A Place of Light, many different types of counseling sessions, many different types of teachings. Maybe you'd like to go into that for a minute and just explain what you do there?
Well, we work with people of all ages. We teach people how to stay in their heart. We have classes called Living in Your Heart, where they learn to trust their intuition and use it in very practical ways. We also do spiritual healings with people. We do have spiritual conversations with people, which aren't exactly like a psychic reading, but rather we just are a conduit of information that Spirit gives us for the person that we're doing the reading for.
Mm-hmm.
And Wildcat can talk a little bit more about that.
Mm-hmm. Wildcat, do you want to add to that?
Well, yes. Sometimes during a spiritual conversation, things come up of their past, things in the present that might be coming towards them. It's to help them in many different ways. Sometimes there's other spirits that want to speak with them that have passed,
mm-hmm.
that they haven't listened to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people sometimes feel like there's a spirit around them, and they get nervous and scared, and they're not understanding it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times it's just a loved one or a lost friend or even another spirit that just wants to ask them for help.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times they just don't understand that.
So you more or less do, you give them that insight, you know this information. You base a lot of your teachings upon your own heritage, don't you, Wildcat?
Yes, I do. I was raised the old ways on the reservation, so for me it is a way of life, of believing in spirit and believing in creator of all things,
mm-hmm.
and how we all have a connection to Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And all the beautiful things that are out there that a lot of people have forgotten.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important that they remember, because as a child, we come into this world remembering our abilities and our gifts in many different ways,
mm-hmm.
and our connection with Creator Mother Earth. And then as we get older, society teaches us to forget those things.
Sure.
You know, just like the holiday that just went by, Easter. They make it all about the bunny rabbit and eggs and stuff like that.
Oh,
they want all our children to believe this stuff. But then at a certain age, they tell them, no, it's all fake and this and that. Isn't that discouraging them?
Well, yes, yes, I understand what you're saying. I absolutely do. I think personally that, you know, just the fact that, you know, it boggles my mind that so many people do not accept the fact that there is such a thing as a medium or someone who can speak to spirit or someone who can gain, you know, have psychic information or receive messages and or even people that channel through information from spirit. I don't understand why it is such a difficult concept for society to accept, given the fact that if you go back into biblical times, there is a tremendous amount of evidence, you know, it's written into the Bible. Not only that, but laying on hands and healing people. And it just seems to me that to understand God is to understand that simply because we live in 2009 that he hasn't stopped talking to us, that somewhere along the lines he quit communicating, or that there isn't information that we can't access that is beyond our five senses, you know. And so for me, yeah, I absolutely understand what you're saying.
Well, a lot of it got lost because of society. Society wants to rule by using our mind.
Sure.
Instead of us being in our heart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice all animals live their life in their heart?
Absolutely.
Most of them are very peaceful, loving, understanding. They only kill as a need,
mm-hmm.
not necessity, just to do it.
Sure.
Where man abused everything on
mm-hmm.
this earth. We've destroyed more than we've given.
Sure.
We take from our fellow brothers and sisters more than we give.
Sure.
That's why we have more people that are homeless, poverty, things like that right now than we even, tend to believe.
Right.
Society is that way, but what we're trying to do is teach people to be back in their heart,
mm-hmm.
and live in society in your heart.
Sure.
And make that difference.
Sure.
A lot of people forgot the old ways by, just common courtesy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You could just read somebody so much easier by just understanding them. And
sure.
just knowing even if they're in a bad mood, it's not necessarily because of you or anything else, but just to help a total stranger would benefit everybody, right?
Right. Yes, so kindness. Yes, absolutely. I'm a firm believer in you reap what you sow. So, you know, you want to be kind and considerate and thoughtful and loving. And if you do that, it gets returned to you. So,
yeah, and one of the things that we found is as we work with people in our classes is that they start making really powerful changes in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
We had one woman who just found it within herself. She just quit her job and started doing what she had always wanted to do, which was freelance work and to work on writing her own novel. And
mm-hmm.
she's doing that now and very successful
mm-hmm.
with what she's doing.
Sure.
And she's happy, too. But she found the strength because being in her heart, she knew she was going to be taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if she had stayed in her mind, it would have been, oh, in today's economy, I can't leave my job and take this kind of risk.
Sure.
And, oh, what would happen if that, you know, if nobody gives me any work and what would happen, you know, and you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You just
sure.
go with what you know
right. Right.
in your
sure.
heart and trust it.
Right.
Even though appearances say otherwise.
Sure. Well, I want to backtrack just a little bit because, you know, we had a couple of shows about, you know, children and, like, when they start demonstrating at early ages connection to spirit or knowing things, you know, like the many signs that you would get knowing that a child seems to sense spirit.
Well, the first sign at birth is when children start spending a lot of time staring at the ceiling.
Sure.
And watching just their eyes going back and forth across the ceiling and smiling,
mm-hmm.
and because they're seeing the spirits. And that's one of the very first signs at birth.
Right.
Because they've just come from spirit, so they remember that more than being shut up in this body that we all choose to put ourselves in. But that's one of the first things. I mean, we've had a child as young as 9 months old reach over to someone and do a healing on them.
Mm-hmm.
She just looked at the woman's chest, put both hands on the chest, and the woman says, "What is she doing?" I said, "She's giving you a healing." I said, "Do you have a problem in that area?" And she said, "Well, I have congestive heart failure." I said, "Well," she could tell.
Mm-hmm.
She
sure.
says, "Well, I feel so much warmth and it feels so good." I said, "Well, that's what a healing feels like."
Sure.
And she said, "But she's 9 months old." I said, "It doesn't matter. In spirit, there is no age."
Right. I can remember when my grandson, my newest grandson was born, and he was sound asleep, and I got to hold him for the first time. And I was, you know, being somewhat, you know, being a spiritual person, you know, I was just celebrating the birth of this soul, you know, not that it's his soul was born, but him being
right.
coming to earth. And I was just celebrating his soul and welcoming him more or less telepathically, you know, to, you know, "Hello, I'm your grandmother and I'm going to try my best to help you out here." And sending a lot of love to him, and all of a sudden his eyes just opened, and he was sound asleep. But what struck me most was when I was looking into his eyes, I knew that the wisdom of the ages was in those eyes. I can't begin to tell you how I was drawn into his eyes, and I knew that this wasn't a baby. I knew that this was a very wise soul,
mm-hmm.
and I felt that in him, and it was a very profound experience for me. And it was almost as though he knew that I was holding him, and he just opened his eyes, and we had that moment together. What do you make of it?
But he did know.
Yeah, I know. He did. Yeah.
Children, as they come into this world, they're pure in heart. Like they state in the Bible, you know, come to me as a child, right?
Right.
Pure
sure.
in their heart, innocent.
Sure.
Anybody, if they just be in their heart, could tap into that. It's just a lot of women are better at it than males. For a simple reason is because women tend to love life,
mm-hmm.
not meaning they love their own life, but meaning life itself.
Sure.
They'd rather save a life than take a life,
mm-hmm.
and plus they give life. So having that ability to give life, they tend to live in their heart more. And a lot of times they beat themselves up because they second-guess themselves. And if they just listen to their first instinct, they'd be right on.
Yes, I agree. I absolutely agree.
And that moment that you had with your grandson, it doesn't have to be a moment. I mean, it can
be a
continual thing, and that's what a lot of people don't understand. That's the natural state of being. It's being separated is not a natural state of being. Being connected is.
I'll share with you that it was around his first birthday, and I was sitting there, and I was trying to figure out what I should get him for a birthday present. And it was really funny because I thought, well, silly me, I think I'll just ask him. Of course, he couldn't speak at the time. And so I just more or less telepathically asked him. And I said, Aiden, what would you like for your birthday? And I saw, not only did I see it, but I heard it in a big old Elmo. And I thought, well, I've never seen him with Elmo. And I thought, well, okay, sounds good to me. So I went on a shopping trip to buy Elmo things for him. As it turned out, that was his most favorite toy, and it turned out to be one of his favorite companions, as well as a great focal point of his energy, for several months afterwards, as one of his favorite characters. And it was just so funny because we did not know that prior to my, asking him, and
mm-hmm.
I just heard it. So I thought, I always said, he picked out his own gift,
My children all picked out their own names.
That's true. They do.
My youngest one is, she's six, going to be six. I wanted to name her Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
But she didn't care for that as well, and I kept getting these visions at night saying, no. So I'm like, okay.
This was before she was born.
Sure.
And I told her, I said, well, then let me know what you want as a name. And all of a sudden, for the next couple of months, all we kept seeing is ravens. I mean, they'd be on top of my car. They would be all over the side of the streets. Wherever I went,
mm-hmm.
I would see one.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, is that what you want for a name? And I got a big yes. So I named her Raven Cheyenne.
Well,
I still got that Cheyenne in there,
You've got the Cheyenne in there. Well, what's interesting, Wildcat, is I'm a numerologist, and that's what I do for a living, and that's what I do when I'm not on the radio. And one of the things that numerology is based upon is that the souls pick out their names prior to coming into this life, and that the name holds the autobiography of their experience in this lifetime. So, that was kind of like a really cool way to validate that, because I tell people, don't worry about naming your child the right name. It'll just sound right. It'll feel right. You'll know it's the right name, and that's the name you'll give your child. And that's really the child on the other side telling you what to name them. So, thanks for validating that. I love that.
Well,
listen, I did get an email question, so I hope you don't mind if I jump to this because I put in my...
Nope, it's your show.
Okay. Well, I want to jump to it because I want to make sure this person took the time to email me, and I want to make sure that their question gets answered. So when I sent out the show announcement this morning, I just said that some people are a little shy about calling into the radio, and they prefer to ask their questions by email. So I said, by all means, email me if you have a question. Now, this comes from Christine, and she wants to know, she's asking about nurturing her daughter's soul because she's kind of confused at this point. She was a child that was always happy and light, and now she's very serious and sometimes very angry. And she's concerned because it seems to be such a shift in her child. So do you guys have any insight on that at all?
Well, honestly, I feel her daughter has been trying to speak to her about things that she's seen and everything else. And she's getting frustrated because she's dealing with other spirits and not knowing how to handle them. Her daughter is very smart. Very gifted, very, very beautiful. Looks a lot like the mother.
Mm-hmm.
The mother is remembering in her past life when she was very gifted, but she's never learned how to learn how to use their gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter needs to start focusing on how to push away the spirit to have her own personal time, because right now she doesn't feel like she has it. So it's frustration that she has. Once she gets that personal time, then she needs to learn how to ground herself better and then learn how to deal with the spirits, because they're not going to go away. Once they know that you could hear them and feel them and everything else, they want your help, and they're going to bug you. So, but just like anything or anybody, we make certain times that we go to school, certain times we go to work, certain times we do all kinds of things. You do the same thing. You make an appointment between certain times that you help people in spirit, and then the rest of the time is your own personal time. Because she doesn't get good sleep at night. She's always tossing and turning. So that makes any of us grouchy, right?
Sure.
So there's a lot of these things that are happening right now, and that's what that problem is.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Christine appreciates your answering that question.
Oh, it's my honor.
Okay. And I have another question, because I actually had a young lady. She's more 18, so she's not a child, but she called me. She has seen spirits since she was a child, and she actually has a group that seems to follow her places. And she's gotten, you know, acceptance of it, understanding of it, and she's on that road to accepting. But she suffers from really tremendous headaches and migraines. And usually these migraines and headaches, they usually happen just prior to spirit showing up or something major coming as far as a vision or seeing spirit. Do you have any thoughts on that? Her name's Alex.
Yes. A lot of it is because she's not grounded. She needs to learn how to focus it better, because what's happening, she's trying to, analyze it with her mind. And if you do all this work through your mind, you're going to get headaches. You're going to get tired. You're going to be so drained. Because the mind is not meant to comprehend all this and hold it. That's why it's all supposed to be through the heart.
Sure.
Because then there's no judgment.
Mm-hmm.
There's just understanding and truth, right?
Okay. Well, I will
get rid of it. And also, one of the reasons why we would get something as severe as a migraine is because there are too many toxins in our body. And then she's also adding the additional process of seeing spirits and everything. It's just too much.
Okay.
And she really needs to flush her body out, too, which is part of being grounded, is to keep your body clear and clean.
Okay. Well, I will pass that on to her. But listen, guys, what I'd like to do, because I know that we're going to have more conversation here, but I would like to give out the numbers in case somebody's out there listening and perhaps they'd like to call in. Maybe they have a question about their own children or perhaps even their own experiences. Certainly it sounds like you both can give some insight and guidance, so we kind of would like to open up the lines. You guys up for that?
Sure.
Okay. All right, fine. Let me give out the numbers. If you'd like to ask a question of Wildcat and Susan, you're more than welcome to call in toll-free 888-815-9756. You can also call in at 530-876-3222. And also 530-876-9916. And if you didn't get those numbers down, you can always look at the front of www.bbsradio.com. Oop, I think we already got a caller. So who's calling, please?
Hi, Madison.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear you.
Madison.
Hi. Do you have a question?
Yes, if you could please tell me when I can... I don't know, be the recipient of a relationship, romantic circumstance. I've been single for quite a while now, and it's getting fairly old.
I'm not exactly certain if do you guys want to take that question? That doesn't really have to do with psychic children, but she's asking about insight with a relationship.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Okay, can you
tell us what she said?
Well, she wants to know if you guys have any insight on when, you know, she may find a relationship or someone, you know, a committed relationship, that it's been a long time for her and she's getting frustrated. I don't think you know, maybe she didn't understand that it's a show on children, but if you guys can give her some insight, that'd be great.
Yes, I can.
Great, then. Go for it, Wildcat.
Well, I apologize for that.
That's okay, sweetie. No problem.
Tell her, it's all things are meant to happen.
Sure.
The biggest thing is she needs to understand she needs to be in her heart and focus within herself first. Reason why she isn't finding that relationship that she's looking for is because she's seeking out society, in a sense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
She needs to be in her heart and focus within herself, and she will attract the other half of herself for that relationship. You understand what I'm saying? Just like if she becomes more within love within herself,
mm-hmm.
she becomes that light, and she and as a, like light attracts bugs, right?
Right.
We're not saying the male is a bug, but I'm trying to show an example.
Sure, I got it.
It attracts that mate.
Sure.
Yeah.
And then she'll grow that bond from there, and then she'll be standing on her grounds, her terms, and it will be an equal balance.
That sounds perfect.
She has to have the relationship with herself and love herself first.
Did you get that, caller?
Actually, you know, I appreciate that. There's no way I could love myself anymore. If I did, I'd have to marry myself.
You're not.
That is the God's truth. I would have to be engaged and get married to myself if I love myself any more than I do.
It's not loving yourself in the content that you're saying, you're thinking, but loving yourself as in not worrying about having that relationship, not worrying about those things, because that's all within the mind. If you just let things unfold, you will attract that mate. And it's also the way you word things, too. If you say, I am going to, or
I have.
I have a loved one out there that's going to come to me. It makes a difference.
Okay, caller?
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Okay, thank you for calling. I do want to say that I received another email, so if you all don't mind, I'm going to go to this email question.
That's fine.
Okay. This is, hey, Allison, I wondered if you could ask the guests tonight if they have a location in Canada for the same research. I was born in the 50s, and I have had experience that I could not talk to anyone about. In later years, my aunt and I compared notes. Does this ability appear in the same Earth families, or as I think, is it more of a spiritual link of like-minded people that these souls are born into? Are the new ones more aware of their spark of God and the knowledge already built into their DNA? Thanks, Allison. Blessings to you and your guests. And that's from Noella. You guys want to take that question?
No, I'll answer part of it, and Susan will answer the other part.
Sure.
I'll answer the back half part of the question.
Sure.
Everybody, I should say, it's being more known now to
mm-hmm.
society of children being born with their gifts and being more open with it. But it's always been throughout centuries. But a lot of times they were, crucified in many different ways because of it. Sometimes they were told they were witches. Sometimes they were told they were this, this, and that. And they're prosecuted for it. So a lot of them just didn't speak out because it was more dangerous back then. Now,
sure.
These days, people are speaking out more, and they're seeking truth
mm-hmm.
because they have that ability, especially in this country, to be more open.
Sure.
For in Canada, Susan's been looking, and we've been seeking out people out there to help do this same thing.
Right.
Yeah, and it does run in families because just being receptive, it does run in families because being receptive is also, some people believe, a genetic thing.
Right.
I just, like, some people can run faster than others, and some people can draw better than others. Some people remember their spirit better than others.
Right.
And I don't agree that there's not, this is not something new, and it is not more, but it's more like, just like there's, this is a terrible analogy, but just like there's not more child abuse than there's ever been, but now we talk about it.
Sure.
So we see it everywhere.
Sure.
But it's always been.
Okay. All right. And I just want to add my two cents on numerology, that in the numbers, we find the same numbers that run in family, and that includes psychic numbers, or numbers that are more easily connected to the spiritual realm. So numerology validates that families hold the same energy. It may appear in different places in the chart, but they do hold it. And I do know that I got a caller online, and I'll get right to you, caller, so just hang in there, make yourself comfortable for a second. Because the one thing I did notice on your website was, number one, you have a newsletter. So if somebody wants to go to your website and sign up for the newsletter, certainly they can get information about any events that you're having, or any, you know, they can even email you from your website.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Also, I thought it was really interesting that you have free telephone conference calls, which is, you know, a discussion, I guess, for people that are interested, or perhaps you help them out by, you know, discussing whatever questions they might have. And so y'all might want to make sure you check out Susan's and Wildcat's website, which is www.placeoflight.net. And I think you've got the next conference call coming up April 28th. So, hey, why not sign up and,
And we are also, they can get information because we are also sponsoring a family retreat the end of August.
Sure.
For up to 10 families or 30 people, where we'll be working with them over the whole weekend.
Right.
On developing their family's ability to link with each other and understand their gifts.
Sure. So it's not just for children. It's for everybody. Okay. Well, I'm going to take my caller because I know I heard a beep. Who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Diane.
Hi, Diane. How are you?
Okay. I have a question of, pertaining to my grandson. He spends a lot of time with me, and I think that we have a spiritual connection, but he's so young, there's one question that's in the back of my mind. He tends to wake up in the middle of the night, and he will cry for a short period of time. I'm wondering if there is something spiritual about this, or is he just going through this two-year-old thing, waking up and being afraid and just looking to make sure that somebody is there with him.
Okay. Did you guys hear that?
Not very well.
Okay, well, then let me repeat it to you. She spends a great deal of time with her grandson, and one of the experiences that she has been noticing is that he wakes up in the middle of the night. He cries, and he appears to be somewhat frightened. So she wants to know, is there a spiritual connection to this? Or what advice you might have for her?
What's happening is, hold on, it takes a moment. Because I could see the poor child.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, he's being frightened from visions of his past life and feeling the spirits in this life. And that is why that's happening. If she cleanses the area, the room, the house, putting like a quartz crystal underneath his bed and a smoky quartz that will ground and clear the area from things happening too. Or even rose quartz crystal, put it in his bed. You can put it underneath the blankets, things like that. Just take it out every other day, and at least put it in the sun, wash it, stuff like that, put it back, you'll know the difference. Because rose quartz is a very calm, peaceful, loving energy, and that would help too.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
And the other thing is that even though she may not be able to see it or sense it, if you sit with your grandchild and just say, tell me about it, tell me what you see, and kind of use it as an interpreter, you know, it doesn't matter. If you can't see or hear, you can still share that experience by being concerned. The best thing you can do for any of the children is to listen to them and validate them and share the experience as best you can. Never to say, what do you mean, or are you sure of that, and those kinds of things. That makes the child doubt themselves and helps them to forget.
Okay, Diane, does that help? Well, actually, he's only like 19 months old.
Yeah, he'll...
So he's just learning to talk.
Little talk button gets turned on,
Age doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah,
speak to him through your heart.
Right, you can...
It's just talk to him like you would be talking, but not using your mouth. Just speak to him by thought.
Thought to thought.
And open your heart, and he will look back at you, and you will feel it, and you will know.
Yeah.
But
because before we learned how to speak with our mouths, we learned to speak by thought.
Yeah.
And on the reservation, I thought everybody did that. So when I came out into the towns and in the cities, it was really hard for me to adapt because everybody spoke out loud.
It's just like my granddaughter when she was 4 months old and we had taken her to the doctor and we were riding back and she looked at me and she thought to me, why didn't they just take me to the wise woman of the tribe? She wouldn't have had to poke at me and everything like that doctor did. And I said, well, you chose to come someplace where there was no tribe and no wise woman. And she said, well, why did I do that? You know, and this is, she was 4 months old, but we were having a thought-to-thought conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
So age only determines how much you can physically do. You can already do all of this communication and understanding from forever. Before and at birth.
Right. And Diane,
and after death,
the one thing I want to say to Diane, though, is with my grandson, you know, right around 2, the talk button came on. And, you know, he really has done an extraordinary job being able to vocalize a lot. And it's really, you know, without asking leading questions, but just simply letting him share his experience, has helped him immensely in calming down about it. So, you know, this problem on many levels, whether you speak to him telepathically or whether he eventually is able to communicate it, it'll get better once you reassure him and don't get frightened about it, just like it's a normal thing. Okay, Diane?
I don't know if you can tell anything about our birth date. What type of connection, or is it just a stronger connection because I feel so close to him.
Well, I tell you what, Diane, I would be happy if you would, because that'll take a little bit of time here. If you want to email me, give me your name at birth and your date of birth, your grandson's name and his date of birth, and put that in the email. I would be more than happy to send you that in the morning and tell you what I see, okay?
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right, dear. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right. You know, it's very interesting. You know, when you're talking about communicating without moving your mouth, and which is being able to be telepathic. And one of the things that my grandson has been very strong in conveying to my daughter is that he gets a little bit frightened when he sees things on the TV, characters that talk without moving their mouth. He reacts to that. One very interesting thing is the current commercials that are running for Old Navy, and I don't know if you've seen them. Probably y'all don't watch TV. But, you know, the mannequins don't speak, and Aiden reacted to that almost immediately. And he also reacted to characters on Thomas the Train, because they also speak without moving their mouths. And so he is, on many levels, just through his actions, conveying and giving information about his experience. But once he was able to communicate it, he, quite frankly, one night he absolutely demonstrated telepathic communication with the spirit. And he literally stopped eating, crawled, moved from the table, leaned over, kept watching something in the living room that no one could see. And when my daughter kept asking him, what is it, what is it, he finally turned to her and he said, ghost mommy. And no one had ever used that terminology in the house. And yet that was the word that I think Aiden was given to give to his mother so that he would be able to tell her what it was. And he's done some other things. At one point, he actually walked into the living room because he's a very polite child. He was taught manners. He actually walked up and introduced himself. He said, "Hi, I'm Aiden." He said it to what no one could see. So there's a big difference, I think, with when a parent does discounts and suppresses and or makes fun of a child, or is as opposed to a parent that acts nonchalant, acts like it's a normal occurrence, doesn't make any judgments, doesn't show fear. I think there's a big difference as to how a child acts. Would that be a safe thing to say?
Debbie, that's very correct. And, you know, just like I was explaining, I mean, like on the reservation, when we would go out hunting, we wouldn't speak. We would just look at each other and just know what we were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And especially because if you're hunting a deer and you're using a bow, it's not that easy.
No, that's not an easy task at all.
They could hear up to two miles. They could smell up to 2 miles. They have better eye vision than us. So if you're on foot and you're doing this traditional hunt, it's how you say using all your abilities and connecting and being one with all things to be able to not get your prize, but get the meat and the food that you need to survive.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay, I think we have another caller, so I'm going to take my caller. Who's calling, please?
Hi, my name is Esme.
Can you say that again?
It's Esme.
Well, hi, Esme.
Like
how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Do you have a question for Susan or Walken?
Well, I kind of missed the beginning of the show, so I'm not sure what your theme is.
Okay, we're basically talking about psychic children experiences, about everyone being intuitive, and you know, more or less my guests have they founded a place called a Place of Light that is very supportive of indigos, crystals, or whatever you want to call gifted children or children, or
mm-hmm.
just reassuring all of us that it's a more natural thing. And to help us to be connected to our soul and to our heart. And that's the
that's funny because I'm going through all of that right now. I think I've always been somewhat psychic, but it's just been expanding the last few years.
Sure.
And I think I'm 50 years old, but I think I was actually, I think I am an indigo adult.
Mm-hmm.
So should I give you my birth date and...
Well, I would rather defer you to my guest, and I know that Wildcat is quite insightful, and maybe he'd be able to discern something. Wildcat, did you hear that?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
yes,
did you want to answer?
Gifted. She's been using her abilities since she was a child. For a while, she stopped using them and thought they almost went away, but then more so lately, she's been... How you say you use them even more again. She
mm-hmm.
needs to trust her first feelings within her heart more.
Right.
That's one thing she struggles with.
Mm-hmm.
And also, she doesn't need to worry about a label
mm-hmm.
because society makes labels.
Mm-hmm.
Saying indigo, right. Crystal, all these things.
Right.
We're all gifted children. We're all beautiful children of Creator.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We all have, how you say, a universal love for each other if we just open our hearts.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
She is very gifted, and she sees something that's going to be coming soon for her,
mm-hmm.
but she's been, how you say, second-guessing it. She needs to stop second-guessing it.
Sure.
Okay, I've been hearing that.
Another thing about the labels, if we label something, then that's all it is, and it can't change, and it can't grow, and it can't evolve.
Sure. Right.
So it's really important, as what we tell people is that the child's name is all the label that they need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you want to give me your date of birth real quick?
Okay, it's June 8th, 1958.
Okay, June. I'm getting a little feedback here, but let me just. So you said June 8, 1958, is that right?
That's right.
Okay. Just checking. Okay. I really feel what I'm seeing here in your energy is you really shifted into some energy that is far more spiritual, and it also opens up kind of a door to the spiritual realm. It is master energy, and what you've got to understand is that this is going to continue to grow for you. And you, sometimes the energy comes in and is stronger at certain other times in our lives. Sometimes it's just meant to be that at a certain time it kicks back in, it comes back, and that's really what I'm kind of seeing in your chart. And this year is a very important year for you to do some development, meditations, and certainly going and seeking your guru or whatever to grow, because you've really got a wonderful opportunity. And I would say that what I'm seeing here also in your numbers is I feel that you're very empathic, that you do feel spirit.
Oh, very true.
But I also feel that you have potential to see, whether it's in your mind's eye with pictures, but also, you know, visions are out of the corner of your eye, you're seeing things, little lights and things like that. I would say that those kind of strong in your chart from what I see here. So that would be my 2 cents worth as far as looking at your date of birth, okay?
Great.
All right, honey.
Well,
it's
going to
get stronger for you, so you might as well buckle up and get ready.
It's stronger for everybody.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know what's good is you gave validation on what I said.
Well, that's why psychics and mediums love me, Wildcat, is because they do their reading, then I come along with the numbers, and I tend to agree and validate, and that's why I work really well. You know, sometimes we tag team people here on this show. So,
yeah, it's very interesting to see the correlation between different kinds of reading.
Right. Well, there's many paths to get to the information. It's
right.
Just what path we choose, but it all ends up in the same place. So, I think that you know, numerology just happens to be my tool, and that's what I use to help people to really, you know, one of the things that I do is so often people have this energy in their chart, because there are numbers that are very spiritual. There are numbers that predispose us to the way in which we receive information. And so, and people have these experiences, especially older people that were suppressed or were made fun of or that buried this stuff. And when I come along and I validate their experiences, when I say, you know, you've got some really strong energy in your chart at this certain time and this time or maybe all your life, it helps to validate them quite like what you do. When you validate for a person, it's okay. This is very natural and normal. These numbers are in our chart.
I have been trying to develop it somewhat.
Yeah.
Well, I've been really immersed, actually, in the spiritual and the changes going on in the earth and all that stuff. But,
right.
Just some really freaky things have been happening lately with my intuition. So.
Well, it's an 11 universal year. And when you bring in that 11 energy and it affects every person on the planet, you just kicked open a wide door, doorway to access spiritual information. And this is going to be the year of everyone having those experiences and talking about those experiences, because it's going to be happening to everybody.
Right, right.
Okay? Well, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
All righty. All right, Wildcat and Susan, we have only about 4 more minutes left on the show. So, you know, I don't know if maybe you might want to, you know, I think one of the beautiful things that when I was reading your book was you were talking about rather than you, and you brought up the label, Susan, and you were talking really quick, you know, if you could just share really quickly, like how in the book you were talking about handing a child a yellow cloth and asking them where it belongs on the body, and the different approaches that you use not to put labels on things. And
right. We try to help children understand the spirit of something. Like when we work with stones, we'll have them, what feeling does this stone put in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
What thought does this stone put in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's the message the stone is given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they talk about an animal, like I was talking to a woman today who said, oh, the eagle flew right in front of my car and followed me down the road. And I said, so what do you feel the eagle is trying to give you? And she, you know, she said. And we try to help children understand the spirit of everything rather than the name of it. Because, I mean, I've taught school for a long time. I've been a principal. I know what school is like. And once you say, you know, this is a rock, then you think you know the whole thing of the rock, and you don't know anything about the rock. You just don't know its voice. I mean, the rock has been here for millions of years. It's seen so much. It has so much to offer us.
Mm-hmm.
We believe that everything has its own spirit.
Sure. And that's the way. That's really a wonderful thing. Why don't you give your website again and any contact information, and also maybe take a few minutes and talk about any upcoming events that you have?
Our website is www.placeoflight.net. At the bottom of every page is all of our contact information for phone and email. We prefer email. We again would like to encourage people to consider coming to our family retreat, where they can have this kind of an experience for 3 days.
And people that are close by, we do have like the healing afternoon, and we have our potluck once a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so we try to do whatever we can to welcome all people.
Mm-hmm.
And help all people, because it's important.
You've done some amazing work, I would imagine, with children that are ADD, ADHD, and things like that, where you've actually turned their lives around, or at least I got that impression from the book, Susan. And it must be very rewarding work for you.
Well, it's not our work, it's Spirit's work,
well,
so I can't take any credit or blame for anything that happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that many people who've come here have left feeling better about themselves and
mm-hmm.
being stronger in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We had, it's a story that was written by the child's mother of one teenager who was on Adderall and Clonidine and all of these medications, and after a year of working with us, was off all of that, out of special ed, and just having a normal teenage life, because he understood how to use his gifts and they weren't making him have a difficult time.
Right, and that's making a huge difference. And I really want to thank you for joining me tonight, both you and Wildcat. Thank you so much for coming on the show and sharing your work and your gifts. And I want to thank all of my listeners for joining me every week, and everyone that called in and everyone that emailed. Thank you so much for your interest in the show. Wildcat and Susan, maybe you'll come back again sometime.
Thank you,
Anna.
Wonderful. All right. Well, good night, you guys. Have a wonderful night. And as far as everyone in the audience, I'm wishing you abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.
They're starting to. Maybe they don't want to. But
well, you still have fans here, you know? This is for all the fans in Germany, actually. This is Senior Sieber calling. I don't need to tell who I am because everybody here knows it anyway. But there's German fans who really want to hear Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show on bbsradio.com.